That's a spreader bar.
My eyes grow in horror when I recognize the owner of the voice. I begin. Met by Luke. Okay. I attempt to place the bar back on the rack, but Luke reaches for it instead. Pulling on each end, I watch how the piece of metal extends, and with a click of two buttons, Luke condenses it back to a smaller form. I can't even look at him at this point. What are the chances that I run into him here, of all places? Luke begins to explain the use for this contraption, and my eyes are just searching for Danielle. Neat, I comment. Do you work here, too?
Nah, I'm just a frequent customer.
Well, I'm not. I stumble. I'm just here with my friend to shop for a bachelorette party.
You're not? Huh. I just figured you would be.
Why would you say that? I ask, with my hands on my hips, ready for a battle.
Well, the shit you were listening to in your car was a pretty good indicator that you may be into, how do I say it? Kinky shit.
Excuse me, I scoff. That is highly inappropriate, and I'm sure there is some kind of HIPAA violation.
HIPAA violation? I've never considered myself as a doctor, but I suppose I'm a core doctor. Sorry, HIPAA has nothing to do with us.
I didn't mean HIPAA. I meant there has to be something where you are supposed to be professional and keep whatever was playing on my radio to yourself.
Maybe you should have been more responsible to ensure that my virgin ears weren't exposed to these ungodly scenes.
Luke grins.
You know, especially being a mom.
And how the hell do you know that I am a mom?
Well, the booster seat in the back was a good indicator, along with the little stick family on the back windshield, which, by the way, isn't the safest thing in the world, if you want my 2 cents.
Well, I didn't ask for your 2 cents. And do you really think I would play this shit when I have my kids in the car with me? Do you really think I'm that crazy?
Who knows? I wouldn't have thought that you'd play this shit for a mechanic, but here we are.
And here I go. I huff, turning around to walk away, when suddenly, he says one more thing. Excuse me?
I said I could do it better.
He counters, walking toward me.
Is this all a bored Sacrament fantasy? Do you really want to experience kink? If it's more than a fantasy, send me a text.